Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick the songs, favorite female artist or band. The Motels, right? There we go. Go back to the early 80s. Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney with you. Vinny's out at one winning drive with the Ravens, where football school is taking place. As a matter of fact, let's go out there on the Ashley Furniture guest hotline. And Vinny Serrato is with us. And Vinny, what are we learning at football school on this Wednesday?
Well, there was a lot more students in school today, Bob.
Oh, interesting.
That was the biggest thing. Well, all the rookies were here, so that was a good thing. So, Kyle Hamilton, you know, the guys that were at the baseball game last night, Hamilton and Stone and Roquan. But from what I get, from what I've been told, a lot of those guys have been around a lot, you know, in the off season. So there's no problem with those guys. They've had a lot of work. Seems like defensively, a lot of their guys are there, you know, and Michael Pierce was doing good. I tell you what, Bob, I sent you some videos and stuff of Ajabo. He looks good, you know, and even Mike McDonald was talking today about, you know, how much stronger he's got, how much bigger and put on really good weight. He looks big, you know, like there's a huge difference between him and Oweh body structure-wise.
Now, we were talking about that very subject, too. Oweh, 8 sacks in 2 years combined. And we don't want to start putting projections on David Ajabo yet. We'll do that later on in the process here as we get closer to the regular season. But I'm anticipating a big year. Chuck Smith's addition, I guess, is going to help immensely as well. But mainly, Vinny, the fact that he's 100% healthy probably should be encouraging for everyone involved here.
Yeah, I think that. I think the confidence. I mean, you just see a much more confident kid when he's on the field than what I saw last year. You know, because you saw a guy who didn't really know what he was doing, stood up. You know, he just looks so mechanical. Now, when you watch him doing the drills and those kind of things, he's very fluid. He's just in a really good place, it looks like. You know, he's having fun, you know, not thinking, just playing. And Chuck Smith out there, I mean, they're working on their hands and their first step and, you know, and all those things constantly during the whole defensive period.
Well, how's Oweh looking to that point?
He looks about the same, Bob. I mean, and Mike was asked that, you know, just a couple minutes ago about Oweh. And they said that, you know, he doesn't have the stats yet, but he has, you know, been productive for them. So we'll see. I mean, Bob, they're kind of measured on, you know, the production and stuff with sacks. So we'll see. I mean, they're hoping for more. We need to have more. That's the biggest thing is otherwise, you know, I think the telltale sign is going to be, Bob, you know, they go get a veteran guy. If they go get a veteran guy, which I expect them to, you know, then I think they'll have somewhat of a rotation then.
Vinny, you mentioned Michael Pierce, and we know his season was cut short last year because of an injury, and we tend to forget about him. Quite frankly, I did forget all about him. Now, if he's in shape, and the big key, I guess, is he stays healthy, I mean, are we looking at a guy that could be a pretty prominent part of what they're doing on the D-line this year?
Oh, no question. And that was the things that Mike was saying, you know, that he couldn't be that guy. And, you know, what they were saying was he's a much better pass rusher than people think. And that's the thing that I've always liked about him. He's got that initial quickness, and he's got quick hands. You know, and Bob, the other thing that Mike was saying, that they could see Ajabo rushing on the inside some too. You know, and that kind of reminds me of like what Za'Darius did for the Ravens and how productive he was over the guard, just because it's kind of unfair when you got a you know, an elite type pass rusher that, you know, goes over a guard.
Vinny Serrato live from One Winning Drive Football School. Week number two taking place. OTAs start on Monday. Kyle Hamilton, as you mentioned, at the Birds game last night. I mean, he came on as a rookie at the end of 2022, so I'm guessing his confidence is pretty high, and the Ravens' confidence in him probably the same.
Yeah, and Bob, he looked good in the drills. You know, he looked fluid. I sent you some pictures and stuff of him. You know, he just – and it's so much easier year two, because when you walk in, you know, just like the rookies, when they walk in, like today, when you see the rookies, even Mike McDonald was saying, you know, their eyes are wide open. They're kind of wondering what's going on. You know, now Kyle Hamilton, you know, he's a vet. He knows what's going on. Everybody knows him. They know what he can do, you know, so he fits right in, and he'll take off, you know, as soon as they get going, soon as they, you know, during the season. I expect him to be excellent when they start instead of taking, you know, 8 to 10 games.
Now, what other observations did you gather defensively from the Ravens as they, you know, look to build upon a 2022 where they had their moments? Remember, we were talking a lot about them blowing big leads in the season last year. How are they going to try to prevent that from happening again this year?
Well, I think, you know, Mike was kind of talking about that, you know, like installation. He said they need to start much faster this year. He said they didn't really come together till, he said, like the New Orleans game is when, you know, they kind of got a really – everybody kind of got a real good feel, and that was with the big addition of Roquan. And, Bob, when Roquan's out there, I mean, you know who the coach, the quarterback, whatever you want to call him, that's him on the field. You know, I mean, you know, because they don't have jerseys on, so you don't know who's who. So I said to Preston, I said, hey, Mike, I'm guessing that Roquan is the dude with the red printing on that black T-shirt, because that's the one doing all the talking.
Now, who's going to have the dot now that Chuck Clark's gone?
I'm guessing, to me, that's pretty easy, Bob. It's got to be Roquan.
Right. I mean, you're not going to put that on Hamilton or Marcus Williams or anybody like that, are you?
I wouldn't think so. Not just because you know that. Well, Roquan's a quarterback anyhow. I think that's just an easy – and without even asking it, you know, I'd feel dumb. Like, I'm guessing Roquan's going to have the green dot, right? You know,
right.
And they go, what do you think?
So what's left to come here at football school on this Wednesday?
We got Ajabo and Oway are talking at noon, Bob. So I told Norm, I can do another – like at 11:45, we can talk about, you know, the offensive stuff. You know, and do another hit then.
Yeah.
And then when they get done, I, you know, can kind of talk about Ajabo and Oway, what they're talking about after. But it's been really good. I had a nice long talk with Eric today, DaCosta. We talked for about 45 minutes this morning. So he's good. He's in good spirits. You know, he likes what's happening right now. And hopefully, Bob, everybody, they all got their fingers crossed that Lamar will be there on Monday. You know, so let's hope so, because a lot more people were there today. And you know what? The closer you get the OTAs, because guys want to get in, you know, like this week, because they know next week, you know, they'll start practicing. And from what I heard, Bateman is in Arizona, but he's working with Odell in Arizona this week. So sounds like he'll be back next week, but he's been around.
Okay.
You know, so it's not like he hadn't been here at all. He's been around.
All right, Vinny Serrato, One Winning Drive. Vinny, we'll talk to you in about a half hour.
You got it.
All right, it's football school, ladies and gentlemen. Class still in session. Next week's OTAs, no Lamar. So now you know. How do you feel about it? We'll talk about that later in the show. But when we come back, Sean Devaney talking some NBA with him from Heavy.com. Do a trip through the whip around. How's that sound? Coming up around 11:30. And then back to One Winning Drive with Vinny Serrato. Orioles win last night 7-3 over the Angels. We're talking about it later in the show with Jim Hunter. And we've got our American League East report, too.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taking sports to a whole new level. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Eastern Conference Finals start tonight. The Heat at the Celtics. Western Conference started last night with Denver holding off the Lakers. Out in Denver, they're up one zip. Draft lottery was yesterday. Tons going on. Doc Rivers was fired by the Sixers. Here to talk about it all. Best he can, and he does it as well as anyone, from Heavy.com. It's on the Ashley Furniture Hotline. Bob Haney with you here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. He is Sean Devaney. Sean, what is going on?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing all right, and I know you're pressed for time, so we're not going to mess around with small talk. All right, was the lottery fixed or not for Greg Popovich and the Spurs? Nah, I'm joking a little bit, but they get the number one pick, but talk about the guy they're going to take, Victor Wembanyama. Generational talent, best since LeBron. I've seen other analysts say he's the best prospect to ever come into the NBA, which is strong praise indeed. Are you on the train of Victor?
Yeah, and you know, certainly from what we've seen of him, from what we've seen of him, you know, playing professionally in France and just where he is physically, he definitely looks like he is that kind of guy that he could be. You know, the 7'4", 8-foot wingspan, 3-point shooter, excellent passer, everything. The one thing that scares me is that he's got Ralph Sampson's body, you know, and that's exactly who he reminds me of, just looking at him physically, 7'4", like Ralph Sampson was. You know, that's the one thing, is that he looks like a guy who, you know, when we get players that tall, Yao Ming, you've seen it already with Chet Holmgren. You know, you really worry about those foot injuries and things like that. So that's the big asterisk, I think, with him. But certainly if he's a healthy player and he's out there, you've got to be very excited about what his prospects are.
Now, what does he do? Like, you go back to when David Robinson played for the Spurs coming out of the Naval Academy, where he had to sit for 2 years. They instantly went from also-rans to contenders. Same with Tim Duncan. Is he expected to have that immediate impact for San Antonio, where they go from doormats to a team that's going to be a top four seed next year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's still young, so there's going to be some development time. He's not going to be as polished as some of those guys who have come in. But, you know, you look at LeBron when he came in 2003 and what he did for the Cavaliers. They didn't make the playoffs that first year, but certainly he took a team that was, I think, a 17-win team and made them into a playoff contender, at least. And I think that's what we'll see from the Spurs next year. The Western Conference is still very interesting. There's still a lot that can go on. There's going to be an interesting free agent market. The Spurs have a ton of money. That's going to be really interesting to watch. You know, how does that change them? How does that change their approach in free agency? You know, all of a sudden they're a much better destination. They might be a little more aggressive in terms of bringing in young veterans that they can put with Wembanyama. So there's a lot to say with just how much San Antonio is going to do. But certainly this is a pretty good starting point for them.
Outside of Victor Wembanyama, who, in your opinion, Sean, is the next guy in this draft class? We know Miller's talented. Alabama had the baggage for sure going into the NCAA tournament. We heard a lot about Scoot Henderson. Who's the number two dude in your eyes?
It'll probably be Miller. Maybe one of we're blessed, Bob, and you and I are old enough to appreciate that there's a pair of twins coming in, the Thompson twins. So,
right.
we've got the Thompson twins coming in. Could be one of those guys as well. You know, the thing about Scoot is that he's a 6'2" point guard, and Charlotte has the number two pick, and they've got a pretty good point guard. So. I don't think Scoot will wind up going number two. I think it'll be one of those other guys, probably Brandon Miller, but maybe one of those Thompsons as well.
Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, talking some NBA with him here on this Woman Crush Wednesday before we get to the playoffs, the conference finals, coaching maneuvers. Monty Williams, see ya. Nick Nurse, see ya. Boldenholzer, see ya. Doc Rivers yesterday, goodbye. I mean, these are guys with high reputations, with a lot of wins, and in some cases, championships on their resume. In your opinion, Sean, which one was the biggest head scratcher of the moves?
You know, I thought the Monty Williams thing was a surprise. You've got a new owner, and I think he's got a little bit of that Mark Cuban syndrome. When we remember when Cuban first came in, he was trying to make every decision and didn't do the thing that owners are supposed to do, which is hire basketball people and let basketball people make moves. And Matt Ishbia seems. A lot of times this happens with these new owners. They get a team and it's like, well, this is my toy now, and then right. I want to play with it. It felt like that's what was going on with Monty Williams. The fact that the Suns lost that series has nothing to do with Monty Williams. And if you think that it does, then you aren't watching the games or understanding the team dynamics. So, that was the one that probably stood out the most. You know, Doc, you can understand. Certainly Budenholzer was a surprise, and the way it went down was a surprise. But they were just they really looked miserable against that Miami team. And Nick Nurse, we've been hearing about that for a few months now.
Now, who resurfaces first? Who gets repurposed in another job? I guess.
Yeah, I think they very well all could. We'll see if Doc wants to maybe take a year and do TV. But if Doc can get that Milwaukee job, and you're coaching Giannis, it's pretty good. It'd be pretty hard for him to pass that up. He's a Chicago guy. He went to Marquette. I think Doc, if he could get that Milwaukee job, I think you'd see him bounce back pretty quickly. But we're gonna see. I'd be surprised. Budenholzer maybe not. But certainly Monty Williams and Nick Nurse, I believe, will both be head coaches next year.
All right, let's get to the conference finals. Denver, big lead early. The Joker's just an incredible player. I mean, he's flying under the radar, I guess, because he doesn't play in this major market. But back-to-back MVPs, triple-doubles, he could do it anytime he wanted, it seems. How do the Lakers get back in the series? Because I heard post-game talk, we feel good about what we did in the second half. Well, you still lost, and you're three away from getting booted out of here altogether. How does this one play out over the next week or so?
Yeah, they've got to recapture what they did in the second half, and part of what they did was put D'Angelo Russell on the bench, and that's going to be a tough thing to swallow because they want this guy to be part of the future. He's a bit of a fragile ego, so you have to wonder, are they going to put the egos aside and maybe pull him off the bench and put Rui Hachimura into the starting lineup? Maybe put Jared Vanderbilt back in the starting lineup. Do something that can negate that really powerful Denver offense. When they put Rui Hachimura on Jokic, you wouldn't have thought that would be a great move, but it wound up being something that really did disrupt what Denver did and really ignited the Lakers. So I think if you're the Lakers, there's some reasons to be hopeful here.
And finally for you, Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, how does Miami upset Boston, and would it really be an upset if they do win the series?
Miami just keeps going. They lose Victor Oladipo, one of their best bench players. Of course, they lose Tyler Hero one game into the playoffs, and they haven't missed a beat. Here they are back where they were last year when they were the number one seed, back in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics. I think the Celtics are going to be too tough of a matchup for them. Celtics have seen the Heat too many times. The Heat throw this zone defense at you, and a lot of teams can't really handle it in the playoffs. I think the Celtics have seen it enough over the years now. This will be the third time in 4 years that they face each other in the Conference Finals. I think the Celtics have a pretty good read on it. I don't think that the Heat have enough defensively to match up with what the Celtics can do. They don't have the guys who can take Tatum and Brown. Don't forget, last year they had P.J. Tucker, and he's a great, great defender on Jason Tatum. They don't have him now, so that's going to be a real that's going to be an obvious flaw. The Celtics are very much capable of getting in their own way. They are very often their own worst enemy. But this should be a series where just their talent level really wins out.
Sean Devaney covers the NBA for Heavy.com. Sean, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the playoffs this weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
You got it. Sean Devaney joining us. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan will come back. It's the whip around. What happened in the world of sports last night? We'll find out together. Well, I actually kind of know, and you probably do too. I will tell you what happened on this day in Orioles history. May the 17th, one of my all-time favorite athletes is celebrating a birthday today. We'll get to that. Vinny Serrato resumes our conversation live from One Winning Drive, where football school is in session. And news from the Nest coming up at noon. Aaron Wilson, old friend, he'll be joining us then.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Haney's Whip. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Time for the whip around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you. Vinny will be joining us in a few minutes. He is live at One Winning Drive right now for football school with the Ravens week number two. Don't forget, OTAs are next week. Just tuning in, Lamar Jackson is not there. Not there, where the rookies are. And a lot of the defensive stars are there, and we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But we just talked about the NBA playoffs with Sean Devaney from Heavy.com. And if you missed the Western Conference Finals, Game one, one of the best player on the floor, as a matter of fact, did what the best player on the floor does.
Jokic just gets it off in time. It's up. Oh, it's good. Of course it goes in. Jokic from downtown. Anthony Davis just stares at him.
That was Mike Breen, ESPN, on the call. Jokic had a monster game in the first half last night. for the Nuggets. Finished 34 points, 21 rebounds, 14 assists. I mean, his passing for a big man is incredible. Anthony Davis, by the way, had a monster game for the Lakers. But who do we say? Jamal Murray has to step up, and Davis, like, who's going to be the Robin to the – well, they were all great last night. Murray at 31 for Denver, but the Nuggets hold off L.A. 132-126. They lead that Western Conference final series one game to none. Game two coming up tomorrow night. And as we talked about with Sean, it's all very touching that L.A. made some adjustments in the second half, but – you know, Mike Malone, he'll make his necessary adjustments with that day off to adjust to their adjustments. So I still like Denver in this series. It could go six, but we'll see how it goes, as long as it's entertaining. And last night, second half especially, turned out to be an entertaining game. Tonight, Miami's at Boston, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. And Sean thinks no hope, basically, for Miami. And I would never discount Jimmy Buckets and Eric Spoelstra. You do like the Celtics, but nothing surprises you nowadays. You know what I mean? You just look at the teams that are playing. Denver's like the team. Every other team's kind of fought their way through some sort of adversity to get to where they are. Spurs get the number one pick, Victor Wembanyama. And Sean brought up a good point, as I keep referring to him, because he knows what the hell he's talking about. When David Robinson came out of Navy, now, he graduated in 87, but he had to do 2 years of military service before he could play in the NBA. So he was a grown man when he got to the National Basketball Association. And they had added some pieces, and Sean Elliott and Willie Anderson and Larry Brown was the coach. So they went right from, you know, being scrubs to contenders. And then Tim Duncan, 4 years at Wake Forest. And then Tim Duncan, or David Robinson, was still around. So we all know how that turned out. And then they had Parker and Ginobili, et cetera, et cetera. So Wembanyama's only 19. And he is skinny, but, you know, Google what Giannis Antetokounmpo looked like when he came out and was drafted, what, 7-8 years ago. And he looked like, you know, Nolan McGraw. Yeah.
I think I'm a little bigger.
A little bit.
Not as tall.
No. A little girthier.
No, but you watch the guy play. I mean, I don't think people really understand. They hear 7'2", 7'3". They're, oh, okay, he's a big man. He's kind of post-ups under the rim. No, this guy shoots threes.
Handles the ball like a guard.
Right. I mean, this is the whole new world with basketball. Are positions even really relevant anymore?
And look, he shoots way better than Antetokounmpo does. I'm not saying he shoots like Kevin Durant, 6'11". Doesn't shoot like him, but... you know, who knows what that jumper is going to look like in a couple of years. But they're getting a dude, and I guess that's kind of all that matters for the Spurs, who go from suckage to maybe playoffs next year. Wizards get the 8th pick. How about that? A very wizardy sort of thing. win your 38 games, yeah, miss the playoffs, get the lottery, and never win it. They won it with John Wall, and, you know, they got good for a little while, but never good enough. We got Devin Haney, Vasily Lomachenko coming up Saturday, Undisputed Lightweight Championship, ESPN Plus pay-per-view. If you want to comment on that, we will more in depth on Friday. That's a very anticipated fight. I'm looking forward to this one as much as I was looking forward to Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia a couple of weeks ago. And the Preakness Stakes coming up on Saturday, only an 8-horse field. Mage is coming in as your Kentucky Derby winner, but... was made 15-1 at the Derby, so competition level doesn't appear to be too strong there for that one. But we're talking about the Preakness, obviously, here on 105.7 The Fan. And on the air Friday, I'll probably be betting on some races during Black Eyed Susan Day. Doing better than I did, was Kentucky Derby. What's the one Friday before the Derby? It's got it. Oh, my God.
You would know better than I.
I'm blanking out. Sorry about that.
But you left the studio on an offer that day.
Yes, I did. I did hit a nice little exacta on Derby Saturday, but, you know, Friday was a lot of swings and misses.
Yeah, nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, that good point there. Trying to think with that Derby day. Google it for me. Anyway, Orioles history, 517. It's May 17th, 1973, 50 years ago in Cleveland.
Rich Coggins, 2-for-3, 2 ribbies. Bobby Gritch drove in a run. Jim Palmer throws a three-hitter as the Orioles beat the Indians, as they were called at the time, 4-1. Gaylord Perry, Hall of Famer, was the losing pitcher that day for Cleveland. What do we got?
Kentucky Oaks, by the way.
Thank you. See, that would have made me mental until we got this thing done. 1974, year later, May 17th, Memorial Stadium. Tommy Davis, hit two homers, off spaceman Bill Lee, driving in 4. Bobby Gritch, Andy Etchebarren also drove in runs. It was a rain-abbreviated 6-inning game, but Mike Cuellar shut out the Red Sox 6-0. 1983, Orioles swept a doubleheader from the White Sox at Memorial Stadium. Leo Hernandez hit homers in both games. Gary Renicke also went yard in game 1. Mike Flanagan got hurt his knee in the first inning, which would cost him a couple of months of the season. Tim Stoddard got the win 7-2 in game 1. Mike Boddicker threw a 5-hit shutout as the Orioles win game 2. Hernandez, Rick Dempsey going yard in that one. This one for you, Norm. 2012 in Kansas City. Adam Jones hit a homer, drove in 2 runs. J.J. Hardy had 2 ribbies. Brian Mattis, as the starting pitcher, got the win. Jim Johnson picked up his 14th save as the Orioles beat the Royals 5-3. And we normally don't do birthdays, but this one's appropriate because we're all fans of his if you're of a certain age. This guy was born 67 years ago today.
What? Duran has quit! Roberto Duran has quit! There can be no other explanation. Pandemonium in the ring! And Roberto Duran has quit!
Sugar Ray Leonard, no Moss fight against Roberto Duran. It was at the Superdome in New Orleans. The late, great Howard Cosell on the call. Sugar Ray turned 67 years old. Make it all about me because the world revolves around me. His first fight was at the Baltimore Civic Center against Louis the Bull Vega. I was there. My dad was there. My brother was there. And my next-door neighbor, the late, great Al Coates, we were all there. Sugar Ray Leonard, my second favorite fighter of all time behind Wilfred Benitez and right ahead of Marvin Hagler. So Sugar Ray, who I've had the pleasure of interviewing before, happy birthday to you. You still have a lot of fans in Baltimore where he fought a lot of his fights early in his career, in his first retirement. They had that big extravaganza down at the Civic Center in 1982. We'll come back. Vinny joins us live from One Winning Drive as we take it back to football school. News from the Nest coming up at the top of the hour. Aaron Wilson's going to be joining us as we talk NFL with him. And then we'll count some midweek money, 12:15. It's buy or sell.
At the stadium, Vinny Schmood.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
And luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one sells from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney, post up in the bleachers.
You're all garbage! All of you!
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney with you. Vinny's out at One Winning Drive. As a matter of fact, without further ado, let's get there right now on the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline as football school's in session. So, Vinny, since we last spoke, others have met with the media, and what can you share with our audience about what's happening at football school week two?
Yeah, well, we're getting ready to wait for Ajabo and Oway. They're coming out at noon. But, Bob, like offensively, I tell you what, the fans, they're going to love the fast pace and stuff. You know, I mean, and the throwing the football, I mean, Bob, we've seen more passes than, you know, over the last couple of times than probably in a month with Giro.
And what receivers are out there running routes with Anthony Brown and obviously Tyler Huntley?
Well, Aguilera was there today. He was with his baseball hat on. And Flowers was there. He's thick, you know, well-built kid, moves around good, you know. And then the tight ends, Likely and Kolar, they were there. So it's a much better group than there was last week. Now, my boy, Falele, he's still got a little calf thing, so he didn't practice today. But he's got a shot to be there at the end. But, Bob, there were just so many more people there. And I just like the energy on both sides of it. There was a ton of energy offensively and defensively. But, you know, probably more so defensively because offensively, you know, what leaders are really out there right now? There's no Andrews. There's no Lamar. There's no Bateman. There's not Stanley. You know, there's not those guys. So where's the leaders? Whereas defensively, you know, you got Roquan, you got Marlon, you got Hamilton, you got Michael Pierce, you know, you got Ajabo, you got Oway. You know, so you have a lot of the defensive characters, you know. So now we just got to wait on the offensive guys, you know. So once they all come, which, Bob, I think next week we'll have, if I'm a betting man, I'm going to say Lamar is going to be here Monday.
Okay.
I'm a betting man. That's kind of that they're hoping that Lamar's going to be here next week. But I think everybody else should be. I don't know if Odell will be, but I think everybody else will be.
Now, if Lamar's not there, do we revisit a topic that has been percolating on this show for the last week or so? He should be there because I'm with you then. If he's not there at any point during OTAs, then I think their criticism is going to be justified here.
I think no question about it, Bob. Just because if everybody else is, you know, what are you looking for? What do you want? Why aren't you here? Especially Bob. He was at Owings Mills this weekend, or right up the road from
Westminster.
15 minutes from Owings Mills. Yeah, Westminster. 15 minutes away, and he went back to Florida. Come on. You serious? You know, I mean, I think there was, like, some hope that he would be here. You would think, hey, he's here, probably staying at his house. Why not just stay and throw here instead of going back to Florida? But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, Bob, did you see where Deshaun Watson took the whole offense to Puerto Rico for the week? And listening to Joe Burrow interview yesterday, he was talking about how he needs to get, you know, he wants to do more of a Tom Brady type deal to make sure that everybody else gets paid too.
Yeah, we'll hear from him coming up NFL Lunchstyle later in the show. But real quick, Benny, because I know Ajabo Onowe, among others, about to meet with the media. You talked about that faster tempo. One of the main criticisms fans have had about the Giro offense, other than the lack of creativity, the pass offense, it like took them forever to get the plays off. Is that going to change dramatically this year?
I think, Bob, people are going to – I think when people come out and watch the Ravens offensively, they're going to say, wow, we've been waiting for that. You know, we're in the 2023 era. You know what I mean?
Right. You know, get to the line, let's run this thing, and let's keep the defense on the hill on their heels instead of calling timeouts and then calling timeouts after the timeout because you can't get the playoff in time. Vinny, we'll talk to you later in the
call it, Bob, that's why they call it offense, right?
Yeah.
The offensive.
Instead of uncertain. It's not called the offensive uncertainty. He's Vinny Serrato. He's live from One Winning Drive. Vinny, we'll talk to you later on in the show.
All right, talk to you later.
There he is, Ajabo Onowe, meeting with the media coming up here in a matter of minutes. We'll hear from them. We're going to hear from Mike McDonald, the Ravens offense coordinator. No Lamar, if you got a problem with it, we'll listen. If you don't, that's fine. I don't really have one at this point in time, but we'll see what happens over the next 3 weeks of organized team activities, which, by the way, are not mandatory. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Send your song request. Plaza support text line. We'll play it. Buy or sell coming up at 12:15 after Aaron Wilson, Jim Hunter talking Orioles. We got a major or American League East report. Orioles win last night 7-3. Dean Kramer picks up his third win in a row. Ryan O'Hearn and Ryan Mountcastle both go yard. Jorge Mateo drove in a couple of runs. Oh my God, Jackson Holliday was raking down at Aberdeen. We'll get into that and more as we talk Orioles baseball with you. We started the program with this. Expectations have changed in my eyes for the Orioles, especially if we keep moving forward with wins and you're in competition to win the division. Is this a, hey, we're just happy to be there if they make the playoffs year? Or if they're, you know, at the All-Star break in first place, for instance, is it like, no, getting to the playoffs isn't good enough. We got to get to the playoffs and maybe win a series or two. How do you feel about that? 410-583-1057. Hey, join us. It's Vinny and Haney, Woman Crush Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.